We had been seeing a trend in 2022 of central banks raising rates by more than expected, but all of a sudden this trend has been compromised after the BOE recently went 25 basis points instead of 50, and the RBA just did the same earlier today. Meanwhile, stress in the UK gilt market and at Credit Suisse are also impacting price action, with investors believing this should only add to the case for central banks to ease up on hawkish policy trajectories. Of course, most of this is directed at Fed policy expectations and what the market has come to know as the Fed pivot, the point at which the Fed will finally succumb to these pressures and reconsider its aggressive rate hike timeline. All of this has opened the door for a recovery in risk assets and broad selling of the US dollar. Meanwhile, the pound has benefited all the more from the UK government's 180 on its tax cut plan. Key standouts on today's calendar come from Eurozone producer prices, US jolts, job openings, US factory orders, and a round of Fed speak. The key focus right now here is on that Fed speak, as the market will be looking for clues of the Fed finally relenting. As of yet, there have been no such indications, but this is what the market is looking for, and if it gets it, we should expect more recovery in stocks and selling in the US dollar. If it doesn't, well, it'll be right back to lower stocks and a higher dollar. That's all for now.